Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Our theme today is following the Spirit in prayer, is part number one. Our Bible text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. It says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man, but to God. For no one understands him, however in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have the impression that the Christians I preach to do not understand what I talk about. Many do not take our Christian life serious. They go through life, when they need something, they remember God. Somebody who is not attending the church said to me, I still believe and pray. Let me tell you, Satan also believes, and demons believe. Because it says in James chapter 2, verse 19, you believe there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. It's not enough to believe. Demons believe, but they certainly do not obey God. Therefore, don't be foolish by thinking your faith will save you. James also said, faith without work is dead. Therefore, if you are a Christian, you have to go the whole way. Don't deceive yourself. We are in the last time, and very soon the King of Kings will come back. Are you ready? Do you withstand the deceptive lies of Satan? The ability to communicate secret truths of God the Father is one of the weapons of our warfare. This is not the only weapon, but it's a supernatural weapon available to every believer. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4 and 5, he who speaks in the tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Paul then continued in verse 5, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more than that, you prophesied that the church may receive edification. The word edify means to build up, like you would charge a battery. Your spirit is the sign of God to receive and communicate with God the Father. Notice again Paul's statement, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man but to God. In the Spirit he speaks mysteries. When you speak in an unknown tongue, you are speaking mysteries which you do not understand. But your spirit is communicating directly with God, uttering secret truths, praying God's word in a manner which you have not understood with your carnal mind. You are in perfect agreement with God and His will concerning the matter for which you are praying. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I pray with the Spirit, and I pray also with understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, I will sing with understanding also, in 1 Corinthians 14. In other words, Paul was saying, I will do it both ways. Praying in the Spirit is supernatural communication with our Father God. James said the tongue is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. It is set on fire by of hell, and no man can tame it. Some might say, if no man can tame it, it's all hopeless, hopeless situation. But as you study the context of James' statement, you realize that he's referring to the fact that the tongue cannot be tamed by a man's natural ability. Yet, it is not hopeless. The supernatural power of the Holy Spirit can tame your tongue. When Adam sinned, he lost his supernatural link to spirit, and his tongue was then controlled by his carnal mind. Before, he was controlled by the spirit, and after sin, he was controlled by the carnal mind. His head ruled his tongue. But when we receive the Holy Spirit baptism, God's Spirit flows through our spirit, and the tongue is connected again to the human spirit. We are capable then of speaking out of our spirit by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, mysteries, secret truths, and things obvious to the understanding. When we are praying in tongues, we are praying the way God prays, and Satan can't prevail against us. This is a sort of the Spirit, and praying the Word of God supernaturally. Paul talks about in Romans 8:26, where he says we don't know how to pray as we ought, then the Spirit helps our infirmities. He helps our weaknesses and makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered in articulate speech or in language that we know. Then in verse 28, Paul says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. What is working together for good? All things that we prayed about in the Spirit. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. He is there to make intercession for us, yet he does it through his body here on earth, which is his church. When you have an urge to pray for someone and have no knowledge of that person's situation, by praying in the Spirit, you are allowing Jesus Christ to pray through you in the perfect will concerning this matter. Yet your understanding will be unfruitful unless he gives you a revelation or interpretation of what you are praying. As Paul said, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding remains unfruitful. You don't have to know what you're praying about in the spirit. For you trust the intercessor, and you know that you are praying the perfect will of God concerning that matter. The more you pray in the spirit, the more sensitive you become to the direction of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. While one minister was praying in the Spirit alone in his church, he saw into the spirit realm, and there was an evil spirit hovering over the church. Mm-hmm. He commanded that spirit to come down and leave his church in Jesus' name, and immediately he went. The spiritual atmosphere of that church changed overnight. That revelation came through the discerning of spirits. We should never be lose a battle in the spiritual realm. The human spirit is much more sensitive to God's given revelation than the carnal mind. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." This is the way God gives revelation by his Spirit into your spirit. But if you are locked into the carnal realm, you never get this kind of revelation. Our physical eyes have not seen. Our physical eyes have not heard. Our physical ears have not heard. And it hasn't entered into our hearts through the physical senses. Yet the revelation is transferred by God's Spirit into our spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't need to search the things of God, for already he knows the deep things of God. It is the human spirit that searches for the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man in him? Your human spirit knows all about you, much more than your head does. Since your spirit knows all about you, and God's spirit knows all about God, when you get these two communication with each other, you have tapped into the source of knowledge. It doesn't mean that you have all knowledge, but you have tapped into the source of knowledge. You are capable of drawing from the Spirit of God the truth about any situation that you may face in life. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12, it says, "Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." This is referring to the human spirit. The human spirit is designed by God to pick up things that our natural mind cannot perceive. And this perception comes by revelation. God, by his Holy Spirit, reveals it to your spirit. God's Spirit, through your spirit, reveals truth and understanding, which you could not receive through your physical senses. If you learn to draw from that anointing, he will reveal what you need to know about any situation or circumstances that you may face in life. There will be times you have no idea what you know, how you know, but you know that you know, and you know by the Spirit of God. This is revelation of the Spirit of God into the human spirit. A look at Genesis 2 verse 7 will give you some insight concerning the matter. It says, "And the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life." Or as the Amplified translation says, He breathed into his nostrils the spirit of life. The spirit of life. Notice that God formed God's body. God didn't create Adam. He formed him. He took something that he had already created, then molded him into a physical body. The next thing he did was to breathe his spirit of life into that body. If God breathed his spirit life into Adam, it was the spirit of God. Adam's human spirit came from God, who is a spirit. Therefore, he was capable of fellowshipping and communicating with God in the spirit. The bad news is that when Adam disobeyed God, that communion link of their spirits was disconnected. The good news is that when you are born again, God restores the capability of the receiver inside of you so that he can receive from God's revelation and understanding concerning his promises. Some people say, the devil told me to do this or that, and by the way, do you have a word from God for me? It's amazing that they can tell what the devil has said, but they want to know if I have a word from the Lord for them. They should be able to hear God more easily than they can hear the devil. Their spirits were designed to pick up on what God is saying rather than what the devil is saying. But the problem is that their spirits are more in tune with carnality than with the Spirit of God. The more you pray in the Spirit in tongues, the more sensitive you become to the Spirit of God and what he's saying. The more you quote the devil, the more sensitive you will become to what the devil is saying through your carnal mind. The key is to get your receiver, your spirit, tuned to God's frequency by quoting God's word and speaking what he has said about you. Then you will become highly developed in hearing the voice of your spirit. Your spirit knows all about you, and God's spirit knows all about God. So when you link your spirit and God's spirit together, that's a winning combination. Let's read again from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 14. But the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural mind does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. There are two or three ways you could look at these verses. The words natural mind could refer to the man who is not born again. He does not normally receive things from the Spirit of God. And it's referring also to the physical man. The natural body does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. You cannot touch God with your physical body. Everything you receive from God comes first into your human spirit. The human spirit is a reception center of all that God has given. Whether it is divine healing, baptism in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, or salvation, it must first receive the human spirit. You must conceive it in your spirit. Then it will be manifested outward in your body. This is why it is so important that we don't go by our feelings. We are to walk by faith and not by sight. If you go by your feelings, you're going to wait until you feel healed before you believe that you're healed. Or you're going to wait until you feel safe before you believe that you're saved. But God doesn't do any credit business. You cannot get things on credit. You must have faith first. Faith before you receive, not after. God wants to receive through our spirit by faith. That is why people have trouble receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking with other tongues. They want to wait until they can see or hear a manifestation before they will receive, before they will believe. But tongues is a result of the filling of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit when we believe and act on the words of promise. How could you speak in tongues before you believe you have received it? How could you be healed before you believe? Somebody said, I will believe I'm healed when I can feel it. Why would you want to believe it then? That wouldn't take any faith at all, because it would be in the realm of knowledge. When you conceive in your spirit, then it will be manifest itself in your physical body. Remember, the human spirit is the reception center of all that God has given. It says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14 and 15, but the spirit man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things. Who is he that is spiritual? It's in the man, your spirit, it's a spiritual part of you. Your spirit judges all things, but no man can judge your spirit. People may judge your actions, but they cannot judge your spirit. Yet the Holy Spirit is able to reveal the thoughts and intents of man's heart to your spirit. Become more aware of the Spirit who is talking to you. Next week, you will hear more about this.